Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Yud Tes Omud Beis, second volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we are in the middle of Siman Reish Ches, dealing with a lot of the halachos of the bracha Achas Mi'ein Sholosh. And we continue today, we begin with Sif Yud Beis. The Mechaber writes, Shemaskirim bo me'ein hama'ora b'Shabbos v'yonta v'rosh chodesh. When you're saying the bracha Achas Mi'ein Sholosh, the Al HaMichya, Al HaGefen, or the Al HaEitz, bracha achrona. So if it's Shabbos, if it's Yontif, or if it's Rosh Chodesh, you add a special insertion that commemorates and mentions those special days. However, avo lo b'Chanukah b'Purim. But when Chanukah and Purim, even though in Benchi you would make an Al Hanisim, we do not make a special mention of Chanukah and Purim in the Al HaMichya. Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan and Zayin explains, Maskirin ba, it means Bein al Mine Mizonos, Ubein al Hayain, Ubein al Perasaritz. In all three of the Brachas Meyon Shalosh, we add the special insertion for Shabbos, Yontif, and Rosh Chodesh. Siv Katan and Ches, the Mishnah Berurah says, Hainu, what does it mean that you add? Kodim Shomer, Kiato Hashem Tovu Meite, before you add the last line before the Chasima, you say on Shabbos, Yom Bishabbos, Uitseva Hachalitzinu, Biyom Shabbos Hazeh, you mention Shabbos. On Yontif, you say Zochreinu. Now we'll notice in the issue footnote number 51, that we don't say v'zachreinu, we say v'samcheinu. We'll explain why. But the Mishnah Berurah has the girsa. On Yontif we say v'zachreinu l'tova b'yom chag ploni azev, yom chag amatzis azev, chag asukas azev, etc. We say v'samcheinu on those days. V'chein b'rosh chodesh, there we say yoma, as the Mishnah Berurah says, v'zachreinu l'tova b'yom rosh hachodesh azev. Now, why do we change the girsa to v'samcheinu? So, the issue footnote number 51 brings down hanusach hamotzui b'sidurim hi v'samcheinu b'yom chag ploni azeh. The proper nusach is brought down in the Torah is not v'zochreinu l'tova, but as is brought down by the Beis Yosef, the name of the Tashbetz v'samcheinu. This is also found in the girsa of the Kaf HaChaim, and this is the halach l'maisa of Shlomo Zalman, also in the Orach HaShulchan. Now, why? The Tam HaMinog, the reason is Shlomo Zalman writes, based upon the Sefer Shomer Tzion HaNemon, Shaskaras Mein HaMa'ora V'Bechas Mein Shalosh, that the whole idea of mentioning the special day in the Brach Achrona of Mein Shalosh over here is not because it's Keneged Yalav Yavo. And he says if it were Keneged Yalav Yavo, you'd have to actually say it before Uvnei Yushalayim. And we say it after Uvnei Yushalayim in the Al HaMichya. So he says it's actually connected the special bracha, the insertion that you make, bracha to Hashem Mekenem Cholom Shenosan, etc. If a person forgot to make the proper bracha for the Shabbos or Yontif, and you add the special bracha that we learned about in Simen Kuf Pei Ches after the bracha of Nevi Shalayim. And this is brought down from the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah. She'ein omrim davar shu ke'ein haskara el im kein haskara nisakna ba'ofel shu bracha. The only time we mention something, if it's the original mention of it, was over here in the form of a bracha. And Yalav Yav is not in the form of a separate bracha, but the bracha of Baruch Shenasan is in a separate bracha. And in that separate bracha, he says, Muskarim Ashenasan, it says, Umoadim l'simcha. And therefore, we know Agim l'haskir simcha over here in the bracha me'ein shalosh. And he says this is true also of Chol HaMoed, and the Kaf HaChaim brings down that we do say this same Nusach of Chol HaMoed as well. In regards to Rosh Hashanah, the Kaf HaChaim brings down that the Nusach is Zochreinu L'tova B'yom HaZikaron HaZeh, just like on Rosh Chodesh. We continue in the Mishnah Berurah, and he says, B'di'evet afilu lo hizke mein ha'ma'ori yotza. If a person forgot to add the insertion on Shabbos, Yontif, or Rosh Chodesh, his yotza, he doesn't repeat the Al HaMichya, the Al HaGefen, or the Al HaEitz. Dear Shu, footnote number 52 explains, if you said Baruch Atah, but you didn't say Hashem, then the Kaf HaChaim writes, Yachzor v'yaskim yein ha'ma'ora b'socha bracha. Go back and mention the main ha'bracha that you missed. V'yafa p'yishizkir os Hashem, kishomar kiyato Hashem tovu meit. Even though you did say Hashem, Hashem, it's not a problem over here. Tzorach atah lo shav liyomer, you can go back and say it again. That's not called a bracha of Atala over here, because you didn't make a full formal bracha, and it's not a issue. The Shaar HaTzion Os Samach, the Chofetz Chaim writes over there that this was the opinion of the Magen Avraham that you yotzei b'di'evet, and he brings several reasons for this. V'kama ta'amin b'zeh. Number one, echod d'ha'ena m'chuyiv, v'sagi d'lo'ochal zeh. Because you technically aren't m'chuyiv to have eaten this al ha'michyo item, or this al ha'eitz item. K'dileah b'simen kuf b'ches, if we learn there, that's why in Rosh Chodesh, she'in machzir no so b'chol gadni. If you forgot Yalav Yavu in Rosh Chodesh in the benching, you don't go back and repeat it because you weren't m'chuyiv to eat. So too, this mizonos, you weren't m'chuyiv to eat, this ala eitz you weren't prohibited to eat. And he says this is also found in the Chidush HaRa'ah. That's teretz number one. Teretz number two, behold, the ha kama poskim cholkim. There are differences of opinion over here amongst the poskim. Some of them hold, shulhu de ain tzarech lahaskir klal. They say that there is no chiev l'chadchila to mention Shabbos, Yontav, and Rosh Chodesh in the Ahal Michya. K'moshe kosev the Beis Yosef, as opposed to what the Beis Yosef said. And he says, V'gam b'Yerushalmi, gufo mashma d'hurak l'chadchila. Even the Yerushalmi says that it's only a good idea to do so, and he brings down, because the Kamar of Yirmiyahu hold Rav Zeira Choshle, since Rav Chayru was concerned about this, nu anan tzrich l'mecha shlo, we should also l'chadchila b'mecha for this as well. But if you didn't, then you don't have to go back. Now, these two reasons, in the issue footnote 53, brings down an afkamina between them. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, based upon the second reasoning over here, that there are posts who say you don't have to do this l'chadchila, somebody intends to fulfill the Suda on Shabbos with something that's a mezonos, and he forgets to add on the special mention of Shabbos, ain't a choser, he doesn't have to go back. So here, even though his quote has to eat in this situation, so according to the first time, he would have to go back, but according to the second time, since the Rishonim that don't say it, you don't have to go back. He adds an additional reason as well, and he holds that since there are opinions that say that you can't fulfill your Suda Shabbos with Pasa Bobi Kistan, even that's your intention to do so, therefore this whole thing is a Sofik Bracha in this situation and you don't repeat it. Mishnah Berurah Sivkat Nun Tes says, but by Chanukah and Purim, you do not have a special insertion. Why is that? Even in the insertion of Alanis and Birchas Hamazon, there's no obligation to do so. If the minig is to add Alanisim in the benching, and therefore, and therefore, it brings it down the name of the Vilna Gaon, there is no minig to have added it over here in the Ala Michya. The issue for number 54 brings down for the Shaar Tzion in Simen Tov Reish Pei Beis that the Elie Rabba brings down that the reasoning is Kivin Shetiknu Lahaskir Alanisim Bebirchas Hodah. Alanisim is put into the second brach of benching known as No Delecha. And in the main Shalosh over here in the Ala Michya, Hare Ein Birchas Hodah. It really doesn't have a brach of Hodah. It really talks about an Oriz Vela Mazon, but it doesn't have a Hodah. Even though we say V'no Delecha, Ein Ze El Haskara. It's not a real full mention over here, it's just a haskor me'en a chasima, and therefore one doesn't add an al ha-nisim equivalent in the al ha-michya. We go back to the Mechaber. The Mechaber continues and writes, Imach ha-peros mishiva minim, the person has some of the fruits from the seven species of Eretz Yisrael that require an ala eitz. And he also has al ha-minim his own nose, and he also has al ha-michya items, and he also has a shos ha-yayin, he also has wine. So in this situation, he really is mechuyiv to be mishabeach ha-kodesh baruch hu al ha-michya, and also al ha-gefen, and also al ha-eitz. So in this situation, yichol ha-kol b'brocha achas. He makes one big brocha and includes all of them. How should he do this? V'yaktim ha-michya, he should first say al ha-michya, v'yalakakola, v'yachakach al ha-gefen, and then afterwards v'yachakach al ha-eitz. And he says, v'yomar al ha-michya, v'yalakakola, v'yalagefen, v'yalpriya-gefen, v'yalo-eitz, v'yalpriya-eitz. And that's the first part. And then at the end, v'chasima v'chosim al ha-oretz, v'yal ha-michya, v'yalpriya-gefen, v'yal ha-peiros. That's inclusive of all three at the front part and all three at the chasima. Now, the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Samech explains why is al ha-michya first? L'fisha birchasa bar min mezonos shi chashuva u'mevoreres, because it has the most important bracha rishona, it's the most specific bracha rishona, and therefore it has to be stated first in both the beginning part of the al ha-michya as well as the chasima. V'gam kod mevapasuk, it's also found early in the pasuk, eretz chita sa'ora. Then v'yachakach yain, why? Shigam ken choshev, because the wine also is a very special or high, a more highly specialized bracha. V'yesh lo bracha b'pratios, it's a very specific special bracha. And then the third one will be the more generic bracha on priha eitz. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Samach Aleph says v'apriya gefen v'yala peros. That's the proper way to end this off. The Morgan Avram mitzadei shalolo ma'arach v'yala peros. However, the Morgan Avram disagrees with this, and the Morgan Avram writes that you should just end off over here, not saying alpriya gefen al milchya v'al ha peros. That's it. And if you look in the Ber Heitev in Oz Tes Zayin, he brings down ubemordechai kosev lachsom al oritz v'al milchya v'al peros as well. And there's also the opinion of the Aguda and the Chaynir Ali, according to the Morgan Avram, that the Mishnah Berurah just brought down. And he says this is also Mashma Vir Hagra. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, Umina Ga'olim Keshulchan Aruch, the veld passings like the Shulchan Aruch over here, which we say all three. Maybe you're going to say it's a bracha she'ena tzricha by adding on the middle part ala gefen, al priya gefen, the ain mos of shame. You're not adding the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so there's no concern over here that it's a bracha she'ena tzricha.
And therefore, imkein ein kpeidah shiyomar priyagefen uperos. There's no problem in saying both priyagefen and alaperos. And he says, al koponim b'diavet. Certainly, if a person forgot it, imlo omar priyagefen b'vade einu choser. He certainly doesn't have to go back if he left out al priyagefen. And this is worked down the name of the chayi odom.
The issue foot number 55 brings down interesting thing that on Shachris and Shabbos, when you make Kiddush and you have the mezonos, so normally we just said Alamilchi comes first and then comes the Kiddush, the Al HaGefen. So the Shelus Shuvah Sholom Eishah says on Shabbos morning, Yesh L'Hakdi Misayayin. Why? The Fishu Gorin Mizonos Shavo, because the wine is, so to say, the cause that you're having the mezonos. However, Shlomo Zalman says that that's not correct. And he says, Ein Tzorach Davka Yayin L'Kiddush, since you could have made Kiddush on something else. For example, Chamar Medina, which you'd make a Shahakol and a Bari Nefashis on, and certainly one wouldn't make the Bari Nefashis before the Alamilchis. He says you should leave the same order even on Shabbos morning, Alamilchi of Yalai Geffen. The issue for the number 56 brings down, if you have many things that you've eaten that require a bracha mein shalosh, v'shachach lahaskir echad mihem b'psicha bracha. So you're supposed to say ala milchia, ala kakol, ala gef, ala priya gefen, ala eitz, ala priya eitz, but you forgot something. So the Pesach Dvir writes, in the name of the Sefer Os Hiliolam, Shim Chosam Kvar, if you concluded, v'hiskir b'chasima shneem, and you mentioned all of them in the chasima, lo yachzor luvaruch. You're Yotzei B'dievet, you don't go back and say it. B'nev sha'af l'dasa shulchan aruch, since we learned already in Simen Nun Tes, ein day b'kach sha'chasima kahogen, elotzor sha'af ha'psicha o'emsiu kahogen. Even though there it would imply that you don't have the correct beginning part, the end part is not enough. However, l'das ha'gro, the Vilna Gaon Paskins over there, day b'kach sha'chasima b'chogen, as long as the chasim is okay, and therefore it's a sofek, misofek in lachzul v'aruch, we don't go back and make another broch, al sofek. However, in lo chasam adayin, if you haven't yet concluded, so then yisayim es habracha al hamin shekvar hiskir, so then only conclude with the bracha on the min that you mentioned, and then go back and say the entire al hamichi again for the other item. So, for example, you made al hamichi but forgot to say al haperos, so then conclude just al hamichi, and then go make a second al eitz al priyetz and conclude that in the proper way. That's what the Pesach Tvir says. However, Rav Vozna Zatzal, the Shevet HaLevi, says no. Im oma baruchat to Hashem v'lo sim esachasim, if you haven't yet concluded, so then lo yisayim b'osim u'bavad, don't conclude it just with that min, elayoma al hamilchia al priya eitz. Say both al hamilchia and al priya eitz in that situation. If a person ate, for example, te'enim, and by accident he said ala milchi at the beginning, so the Pesach Dvir says, even if you conclude it correctly, you're not yotze. The Kafachayim disagrees. Shav shalo posach kiroi, even though you made a mistake at the beginning, as long as you ended off correctly, you're okay, because you do say al tnuvas hasadeh, so it's as if you mentioned Paris at the beginning as well. Everybody agrees, however, that if you don't do the right chasima, then you would not be yotze. Then we ask an interesting question. Why don't we ever make Bari Pri Adam and Bari Pri Eitz together? Just like we make the Bracha Achron over here, we incorporate together for Ala Eitz, Val Pri Eitz, as well as Ala Milchi, Val Akakola, Ala Gevmi, Val Pri Agefin, all together in one Bracha. We don't say three separate Brachas L'Chadchila. So why don't we say if a person's having an apple and he's having a potato, he should say Baruchat Hashem Elkeinu Machlam, Bari Pri Eitz, Bari Pri Adama. Why don't we do that? So the Chazon Ish writes, Shebracha Rishona Machmas Kitzura. Since the Bracha Rishona is much shorter than the Bracha Mein Shalosh, so Nechsheves Kechasima. It's already considered a Chasima. Then Chosim Bishnaim. We have a rule that you don't make a Chasima with two different things. Furthermore, he says, Shem Yasa Kain, Yehefsik Ben Abrach Latima. He further adds that there would be a Hefsik between the Bracha and the Tima, because you made a Bar Pri Eitz, you didn't then have the apple, you then said Bar Pri Adama. He says, by Bracha Chrona, Lo Shayach Hefsik. There is no concern over here about a Hefsik. He says, you could technically eat the apple and the potato together. We do make a separate bracha on each one, and this brought down the Prima Gadim as well. If you make a bracha on two things and then eat one and then eat the other, that's considered a hefsek. There's further discussion about this in this footnote, Ayin Shah. Mechaber continues and he writes, Sif Yud Gimel, Imoch HaPeros Bishiva Aminim. The person had fruits from the seven species. And then he also has fruits that aren't from the seven species. For example, Imoch HaTapuchim. So he has grapes and apples. Ein Tzorch Levarach Al HaTapuchim Bari Nefashos. We already mentioned this halach a few days ago, previously, that in this situation you can be Yotzei the
bracha achrona on the apples, the bari nefashos, by saying a bar priates. Even though normally you can't do that, here you can. Why? So the mechaber explains shagam hein bichlal birchas aleitz, because technically the apples are included in alo eitz, and it just was never set up for them as a separate bracha. The Mishnah Berurah says in sifkot and samach beis halav hachi ein bracha mein sholosh poteres bari nefashos rabbos. Normally a bracha achas mein sholosh doesn't exempt the person from bari nefashos. They can't lehafich, and likewise the bari nefashos doesn't exempt the bracha achas mein sholosh. But here, since the apples technically could have been yotzei with an alo eitz, the rabbi just never set it up that way because it's not choshev enough. So here, since you're making the bracha anyway, it is considered good. Shigam heim priya eitz heim, as the mechaber continues, and he says, because that's also considered technically priya eitz. And the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Samach Gimel explains pirush elavim neisha in chashuvim kol kach, as I just said, that they're not so choshev lo kavu aleim brachas. The rabbis didn't make a special bracha say alo eitz or priya eitz for apples. However, v'achshav shemavarech balav hachi brachas, but since here you have to make it for the grapes, so then poteris, it does work to exempt them. This is true if you ate the apples themselves. And if you have apple juice, you squeezed out the juice, then the aloeitz doesn't work over here, the lav priuchla, because that's not called the fruit. You have to make a separate bur and a fushes on it if you had a shear. The issue for number 58 reminds us as well that we said by accident, if on an apple you didn't make a bur and a fushes and you made an aloeitz al priyates, you would be yotzi b'dieved for this reason as well. The Chaver continues and he writes, "Avolim olchal tapuchim. If you ate apples, v'shoso yain, and you had wine, so then you're making an alagevim, a priagevim, but that's not good for apples. Tzorich levarach bari nefashos. Then you do have to make a separate bari nefashos on the apples, ala tapuch." Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Samach Dalet explains, "Vafilu laposkim shesovrim debachazim l'shel brichas hayayin misayim alor tzel haperos ken al b'sifyur alef." And this is even according to what we learned at the end of yesterday's share, that there is an acceptable opinion that you end off the al ha-gefen with al ha-oretz v'al ha-peros, and not al ha-oretz v'al pri-ha-gefen. Nevertheless, mikol mokom kivin de-besichu maskir ha-gefen, since the opening didn't mention anything about the apples or about fruits, ain't tapuchu b'chlal v'ein o-yotzi. The Mogen of Rome explains that they're not included over here in ha-gefen or pri-ha-gefen, and therefore they're not going to be yotzi even b'dieved by the conclusion of al ha-peros. However, the yesh me'achronim shekosu, there are achronim that disagree. The imsi and bebirchas hayayin alor tzel haperos, efshu diyotze gam al tapuchim. There are some that would say, no, that would make sense. The chasima b'dieved does include apples, it says alor tzel haperos, and therefore would be good. And therefore, to get around this problem, alken yesh lizor, hechosh ochot tapuchim shos hayayin. Therefore, if a person does end off his alamilchia with alor tzel haperos after he's had wine, so then he should make the bari nefashos first on the apple. Yivarach tchila bari nefashos rabos al tapuchim, or, he alternately, she yisayin bebirchas hayayin alor tzel priya gefen, or say the more preferred way that we brought down anyway, that the bracha should end alor tzel priya gefen and don't mention al haperos, and then you can make the bari nefashos on the apples afterwards. The Chaver continues and he writes, for kol shekein emocha basar or priyadom, if the person had meat or he had vegetables, v'shosa yayin, and he had wine, o'ocha mishiva saminim, or he had something else from the shiva saminim, shetzorach levarach al kol achas v'yachas, then he has to make a separate bracha, the bracha achsmi and shalosh, and the bari nefashos. V'u'adin im ocha basar v'dogim, v'ocha mechish v'minim, likewise, if he had an alamilchia and meat or fish, im birchas alamilchia poteres as a basar v'yas a dogim, then the alamilchia that you made on the mazonos doesn't pater the bari nefashos that you have to make on the meat and the fish. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot and Samachay explains the Tav of the Kol Shekein certainly is the Yayin v'Tapuchim him al Koponim Tarvayu min Eitz, because the wine and the apples both come from a tree. So Kol Shekein Mash Eino min Eitz, as opposed to these things, which certainly would require their own separate bracha because they don't come from a tree. Sifkot and Samach Vav, the Mishnah Berurah says, Ayin l'kamev b'simin reishud beiz linyan ikka v'tufel mash kosad nusham. There's other inyonim over here that one has to take into consideration, which is the priority, which is the preeminent thing that you're eating, and therefore sometimes it exempts the other from a bracha. We'll see those dinim over there in simin reishud beiz. Sif Yudalid, the Mechaber says, Shosa Yain Aberach Bar Pia Goffin. If a person had Bar Pia Goffin, he drank wine, V'achal Anav, and then he also had grapes, so he has to make Tzorech Lavarach Aleh and Bar Pia Eitz. They have to have their own Bracha Bar Pia Eitz, and likewise, when he makes the Bracha Achron, the Chayim V'Bracha Achron, and Tzorech Lahaski, Alav Eitz, Fal Pia Eitz, it's not enough to say Alav Geffen, V'Al Pia Geffen. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Samach Zayin says, The Lo Temo Da Novim Nami Pia Geffen. Don't think that grapes are also Pia Geffen. V'Yiftru B'Divyevi B'Bichas Yain. You might have thought that B'Divyevi, they would be good with the Bar Pia Goffin. The answer is no, they're not. Sivkot and Samaches, the concluding bracha of Rotzaloma, the Lo Tema, the Yotze B'Yechas Ala Geffen. Don't think you can just say Ala Geffen via Priya Geffen, or Ala Geffen via Aloretz via Ala Priya Goffen, Shemavarech Ala Yain, El Tzorech Lahasu Gamkin Alo Eitz. You have to say the special insertion at the beginning at the end for Alo Eitz. V'Yechlol and B'Yechas Ala Geffen, B'Yechas Ala Geffen, and we make one bracha, as we've already explained in Sif Yud Beis. Sivtes Vav. The Mechaber writes, in Bidiyevit, Berech Allah Novin, Bar Piyagofen. But Bidiyevit, if on the grapes you did make a Bar Piyagofen, O Achareim, you've said Al HaGefen, the Achron, Baruch Achron, you said Al HaGefen instead of Alo Eitz, you would be Yotze Bidiyevit, Yotze. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Samach Tes explains, V'odinim Shosa Yayim V'niskavim Liftorah Novin D'Yotze. Same thing if you had wine and you intentioned in your mind to go and pat you from the Baruch on the grapes, it would work. K'moshe Kosev Simen Reish Vav Siv Beis. Ayin Shom. V'ein Odom L'Sif Yudalad, the Hosom Lokivim V'Perish B'Yachas B'Yag That's different than what we just learned a minute ago, where you didn't have in mind to be Yotzi them. And therefore, Lachen Amrina, the Mela Lamatari, if you didn't have in mind specifically to be Yotzi the grapes, then you're not Yotzi them. The Lachatila, Yesh Lavarach, Al Kolechad, Brocha, Meyuchedas, each one requires its own Brocha. But if you had in mind to be Yotzi them, they would work with the Evid. Sivkot Nayin. By accident on the wine, you made a bar pure eight. Yesh deos ben aposkim, whether you're yotzi or not. Yesh omen the yotzi b'dievet. Some say you would be yotzi b'dievet. Yesh omen the lo yotza. Or sofik brachos lahakil. We don't make you make a new bracha. We go by the principle of sofik brachos lahakil. That concludes today's share.